This is a podcast from the BBC.
So, that was Monday's show. Good one. We make a ridiculous request for a guest for Innuendo Bingo. I knew it was never going to happen, and sometimes I wish people would run these things through me before we actually send the email.
Well, don't get all ranty again. Last week you were very, very ranty. I thought we were going to kick things off this week a little less ranty. Rein it in.
We're never going to get this person. Anyway, you hear it on this podcast. Also, more listeners let off steam after a weekend blowout with their partners. You know what it's like? The argument from Saturday or Sunday just spills over into the weekday, so you get a chance to just, like, let it all out. And we meet the man who can help us create our ideal fragrance, a smell for our show. His name is Francois the Nose. Radio 1. Good weekend, Chris?
Yeah, I had a very good weekend, actually. How was yours?
Yeah, good, thanks. Quite chilled.
You were in a lodge or something at one point.
Sandy Balls, yeah. Actually called that. Yeah, it appears your weekend was really good.
I had a great time. Saturday night, I know where this is going now.
I saw it.
Yeah,
I saw it all.
Fine. Yeah.
So it's been 7 days since Chris Stark here vowed celibacy on Instagram.
It's my favourite thing. I'd love you to have a listen.
Now, that happened last weekend, and he deleted it. By then, loads of people have seen it. And then you did a whole big drama on air on Monday, like, right, that's it, what's the point? I'm quitting it.
Just I go on Instagram on a night out, and then I just didn't enjoy then hearing all about it on Monday morning on Breakfast Show.
Right, so you promised us all, and worse, you promised yourself that you were going to come off Instagram.
Yeah.
And as everybody, literally everybody, texted in and messaged in last week, Saturday night was the one night it was going to go wrong. And it did. You're back on.
Yeah, I actually thought I deleted it in time, but I haven't.
Again.
I went and go play some darts with some friends. Got carried away.
Excellent.
Rubbish.
Right. But you don't seem as full of regret this week.
No, it's okay. Only because I didn't really talk that much in this one. I've got to stop doing it.
Yeah,
social media bans.
You said that last
from
week.
6 p.m. onwards.
Do you want me to kind of set up? I mean, there must be some way of doing this, and someone will know. Do you want me to set up something on your phones so that you can't even go on it?
I think there is something now, isn't there?
Right. If anyone knows, let us know, because he cannot be trusted after a certain time, particularly on a Saturday night from, I'm thinking, about 9 p.m.
Scott Mills. Radio
1. That is true. Do you remember, like, when you were a kid and you were like, right, I'm running away from home, and then you'd go, and then you'd be like, right, I'm going to be at least 2 hours now, and they're going to worry. But everyone knows you're just doing it for the attention, and you'll come back in no time. That's what leaving Instagram is like. That's the new version of it.
Yeah.
I'm running away. Yeah, you're just doing it for attention, though. Hey, what you need is screen time in settings, and you can set times for certain apps. So even if you try to go about doing it, you wouldn't be able to.
So even if I want to go on my own phone to do something, it will stop me?
Yeah, it's called screen time out. I think you will still think that you've put it up there, but you haven't.
Okay, right, okay.
I think that's the way forward for you. In Saturday nights, moving forward.
Scott Mills.
Chris does an extra podcast for fans of this show on a Friday, because we're not on Fridays. And it's kind of like little catch-ups on things that have happened on the show, like extra insight into stuff that happens behind the scenes. And on Friday, you spoke to a man called Tony. Do you want to discuss that with us now?
That's right. So do you remember on Thursday it was that you had a bit of a rant about the phones here at Radio 1. You were saying that they weren't good quality and that they were breaking regularly.
Yeah.
And I think we were talking to someone on the phone and then you ended up kicking off.
Yeah, well, it was like there was one phone caller that I spoke to them off air and they were fine, went on air, didn't hear anything. And then sometimes you get, well, you get it a lot, actually. I hear it on other shows as well. You get the, hello, Radio 1. Why don't they work?
So the extra podcast really is to help, well, not really with just stuff like that, but we decided to get the guy who's like in charge of all the operations here. He's in charge of not just the phones, that would patronise his job, but everything technical here. The head of that, I got him on and put your complaints to him.
I mean, I think the good thing to go back to Scott with is that I heard very clearly his complaints on air. So there was no problem with quality there, so that's something to hold on to. But I think that we're actually doing a bit of work in the background to try and sort out the quality of the phone lines for Radio 1. So, you know, a bit of unsung hero activity going off in the background, which I'm sure Scott will be front and centre with the congratulations as and when it's improved.
Absolutely. Oh, OK.
It all got very serious. It was quite a serious chat. But I did tell you that I would get it sorted.
All right, but thanks for that, Tony. And I understand, I mean, you do a lot of stuff here at Radio 1 and a lot of people don't even know half the stuff you do. So you, to me, you are an unsung hero. But when are they going to be fixed?
Yeah, well, that's what he said. He's working on it.
So that's all that you could get from that? That
yeah, he's
working on
it. Apparently there's a mouse in the live lounge as well, but that's a story for another time.
What?
Yeah, he went into it all. Seriously, there's all sorts going on here.
There's a
How
live lounge...
How does a mouse get here?
How?
It's the 8th floor.
We're on the 8th floor. How do they get up here?
But they're worried about Live Lounge Month because of the mouse.
Right, if it like jumps out halfway through.
Scott Mills.
I feel that you're finding out a lot about behind-the-scenes stuff today, what with the phone line debacle and then the rogue Live Lounge mouse. And now something that has happened on the show that I would like to bring you in on. It involves an email exchange between here and America. Now, to me, this is ridiculous. I don't even know why this happened in the first place. Because I'll let you into a little secret, listeners. I'm not here for the whole day. And there are people that work on the show, and sometimes they just don't pass it by us first. I mean, they're kind of in charge, though, so I get it. But I just don't know how this was allowed to happen.
Well, what do you mean? Well, because it's a great idea. It's what I... Do you remember a while ago we talked about doing the same thing with... Was it with Trump? And I messaged him through Twitter. Anyway, this is a much better way of doing it because it's much more official.
Okay, so... Well, I'll let the voice of the producer say the email, okay? He's going to read out the email now. This is what was sent to the publicist, I believe. Publicist of former FLOTUS, Michelle Obama.
Hi, Will here from Radio 1. I produce Scott Mills' show weekdays. I just wanted to drop you a line around Michelle Obama's memoir that's coming out in November. Is there going to be press time? I know we'd be keen. Some of the biggest stars in the world have taken part in Innuendo Bingo, and it'd be great to get Mrs. O on while she's in the UK. I understand that you're probably swamped with requests, but let me know if you've got 10 minutes tomorrow on the phone so I can pitch you some ideas. It's a perfect match. All the best, Will.
Go on, Will.
Oh,
go
well.
On, Will. This is what I said to him. I said, let's reach for the stars.
He does reach for the stars.
Let's reach up for the stars and get these people.
Can we not maybe call the first lady, previous first lady, Mrs. O in correspondence
but
in future?
It's the ambition of it all that I love. I love it. Go for the biggest names that we can.
And surprise, here's the reply.
Hi, Will. We don't know whether Mrs. Obama will be coming to the UK for becoming, but if she does, her time will be very limited.
Yeah.
And I just know we won't be able to fit this in. Huge apologies. All the best.
And they are swatted like a fly. Be off of you. Nice try, though, I guess. We need to find... We are going to bring Inuna Bingo back, all right? But we need to find a level.
We need an ex-president on, though.
No, we need to find a level of celebrity that's not someone that used to be on Towie, but then also isn't a former president's wife.
Scott Mills. Radio
1. So, you know, we want to launch our own fragrance. Been talking about it for a couple of weeks now. All of the perfume adverts are on. You know, the lady running through the streets of Paris normally looking a little alarmed. And then a French voiceover at the end. Hopefully, with our fragrance, you will have a chance to own it and be the only person that smells that way. All the celebs have got one, why can't we? So, a lady called Helen got in touch with us last week, and she says that she may be able to help us create this perfect scent, a scent that makes you think of this show. And they have a guy who works with them, who sniffs out all the best smells, and he's French, and his name is Francois the Nose. We talked about him last week.
It's like a job title, being a nose. It means, well, I actually don't know what it means. It just means he can smell really good.
Yeah. And he is kind of the guy that will road test all of the perfumes before they send them out. He's going to be on the show after three today. And the thing is, we have now, me and you were chatting about this at the weekend, we've built up an image in our head of what he's going to be like. So I think he's going to be like dark hair, tall.
I think he's got a cape.
Possible cape, if not definitely like a roll neck, black.
Yeah,
all
I
in
like
black.
That, yeah.
Maybe a slight whiff of a cigar, and he'll smell like he's wearing the most amazing fragrance.
Francois the Nose. Oh, I just love the idea of a guy and who has a superpower.
Also, I think he's going to have a massive hooter.
Oh, he's got to sniff out things.
He's going to be on the show after three. Is it wrong that I'm more excited about this guest than any other that I've had for a while?
God, who have we had on recently? I'm trying to work out who you're insulting here. Yeah, we've had a few.
Quite a few. Anyway, Francois the Nose is with us after three.
Scott Mills.
Oh, wow. This weekend seems like it was a busy one for the weekend blowouts, Chris.
Yeah.
Joe's girlfriend shrunk his favourite top. She said it was on the right temperature. Clearly too high. So that one is still escalating and continuing. They've briefly texted, but not much today. Petty argument over how much I slept over the weekend. That's from Brandon. His girlfriend was like, can you spend some time with me on a Sunday? Still not talking. James in Dumfries has a girlfriend that's still not speaking to him because he copied her pumpkin carving design. She's like, don't copy me. Oh, dear. Always happens at weekends. People just have arguments with their partners over stupid things. I know it's Monday afternoon, but Zoe is still furious. Hello.
Hello, everyone. Fuming.
Go on.
Well, normal Saturday night, we're having a takeaway, everyone's half glass of wine, four-finger Kit Kat, just finishing off the third, and then the husband swoops in. I've eaten my nice three, I'm on to the back to start the fourth, and he swoops in and steals the four. Not impressed, absolutely furious, and then just looks at me like he's done nothing wrong. You know when you're in that third finger and you want that four?
Are you looking forward to that fourth finger?
I was looking forward to it. I'm fuming. Not spoken to him since.
Tell me how angry you are, Zoe.
Absolutely fuming. It's the fourth finger. It's the one you wait for at the end. Fuming.
Yeah, you've munched three fingers before that, maybe slightly quicker than you were, just to enjoy the fourth.
That is exactly right, Chris. I've ate them all a bit too quickly, just ready to savour the end, and it's gone. There it was, sitting on the sofa, happy as Larry, and then it's just gone. Gone.
Did he try and make up for it?
He didn't really get it on the day, and then we didn't really speak yesterday, and he's called me today, and I've not answered the call because I'm still so cross. And then I got a text saying, would another Kit Kat help? I don't think he gets it. It's not that I want another Kit Kat. I didn't want him to nick the last bit.
When are you going to speak to him?
I guess I've kind of got to talk to him tonight, but he needs to realise what he's done first.
Okay,
you
are okay, Zoe, then, now?
I feel so much better. I feel so much better out there. Men won't do it now. I'm okay now. Yeah, I can concentrate on my day.
Exactly. Get on with your day. All right. Good to speak to you.
Get on with my day.
Sorry to hear about the Kit Kat blowout.
No worries.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Scott Mills.
Do people really look forward to chocolate this much that it causes arguments? There seems to be a lot of chocolate-related ones coming in.
Yeah.
Do you ever get chocolate and think, I'm going to save that as a treat?
Well, that's what everyone does, yeah. Because you save it for a time where you know you're going to need it. And the worst thing is, if you go to get it, it's gone.
Scarlett from Wigan. Me and my bloke fell out because he ate my last Reese's piece. I was saving that for my midnight treat. It's just like one bit of chocolate.
No, I completely get it.
Can we all just relax?
Scott Mills.
I didn't realise people get so passionate and angry about food, especially when people take them.
Yeah, of course. Main reason for an argument, I reckon.
Alice in Portsmouth. Her mum and stepdad always eat any chocolate she puts in the fridge. Bought a box of chocolates home that she got given by work recently. They ate them all, fuming. Mind you, I do know, thinking about it, someone who wrote a strongly worded email to M&S once when they briefly discontinued the red velvet muffin.
Scott Mills.
BBC.
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Yes, Sarah.
Hello.
What's going on? How's your Monday?
It's all right. Just travelling up to Nottingham.
Okay, what's happening in Nottingham?
I'm just going to go visit some friends and my sister at uni.
Okay, but normally you live on a sheep farm.
I do. So yeah, that's where I've been born and bred.
So your hands on the lamb at all times, are you?
Yeah. More at lambing time, though.
Okay. So who do you normally pick on bangers?
Mainly Chris, not going to lie.
That's okay. That's all good.
And who do the sheep normally choose on bangers?
Probably Chris. Yeah, they probably go along with me.
So you're not a shepherd, then?
A shepherdess.
Shepherdess, sorry.
I don't know. Yeah, well...
Are they still on?
My dad's a main shepherd, but I help out a lot.
Is he actually called a shepherd?
Well, I mean, that's his job title.
Yeah, but we have discussed this before. Are shepherds still a thing, or are they off of nativities?
I feel like they're still a thing, because, a shepherd's about looking after sheep.
Yeah, this show goes out to millions of people, so if there are any shepherds listening right now, get in touch on 81199, because we're not quite sure if they're still on.
Does your dad watch his flock by night?
At lambing, he
Yeah, well, there you go, shepherd there.
Does it?
When they're having... Yeah, my dad stays up all night, and then my mum and I wake up at 5 in the morning.
All-nighter.
On an all-nighter.
Right. Mad fun watching the sheep.
This is what I have got for you today, Sarah.
That is the tune.
Yes.
Some might call it a banger.
It is. It's a different kind of banger. Love Story, Taylor Swift. Yes.
That is a great...
There we are, that's my one.
Oh, you can have my one today, which is a proper banger. I wake up every day as a daydream. Everything
in my life ain't what it seems. I wake up just to go back to sleep.
Oh my god, I would love to hear this right now on Radio 1. This is Dizzy Rascal, Bonkers.
Okay, I just went a little bit off the track there, but I just wanted something different.
No, I love both of them because they're both like really old school. Good throwbacks.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really tricky. I love Dizzy Rascal, but then also old school Taylor is where I'm at.
Tricky, you just don't hear it often.
No, you don't, except for on my playlist. That's about it. I think for all my friends, I'm going to have to go for Taylor because that just reminds me of like singing in the kitchen when I was young. Not going to lie. Oh. Thank you.
See, you always pick Chris and so do the sheep, and today you went different.
Yeah, I know.
Bad choice.
We can make something beautiful.
I'm erotically charged.
It means it will sound something like this.
One.
Welcome to
the show where two teams of comics go head-to-head in a battle of off-the-cuff...
On the spot.
...stupidity.
Everything is completely made up on this stage.
An absolute bloodbath of the sexy kind. Yeah.
Recorded live.
Who decides who wins? Well, you do! The audience! Wow, the public!
Battle Axe.
No prep, no script, and a lot of nonsense.
It was just basically an advert.
This is an advert.
Download it now on BBC Sounds.
One. To your dad, go pick out a white dress.
Tuna. Come on, even you, Chris, were having a little bob up and down to that.
Yeah, so do you know what? That fits Monday really well.
I think so. Everyone, well, a lot of Dizzy fans saying, what is she doing? Is she drunk? Someone says, Scott, what are you doing picking this? Get in the bin, please.
She was thinking of the sheep there.
She was.
I respect it.
I just thought it was a real nice sing-along moment for everyone, you know? And Bonkers has been chosen before.
Yeah, it has. You're right.
You will not believe the amount of shepherds that are now messaging into Radio 1. Who knew? That's what we're the one for.
What, the one? The one for the shepherds.
Scott Mills.
We want to launch our own fragrance, and a lady called Helen reached out to us last week, and Helen's with us now. Hey.
Hello.
This is very exciting. It's very exciting to have you here, Helen, because it feels like it's progressing.
That's what I mean. I mean, it was just like a little idea, you know, get a fragrance out in time for Christmas. But now that you're here, Helen, it feels like something's happening. So last week, you told us about a guy who works with you and has, fair to say, a heightened nose. His name is Francois, and he is French. And his superpower is that he can smell things and describe them perfectly.
That's very true. He is a true artist, and I am so proud that he works with us at the Perfume Studio.
Imagine that being your job title, the nose.
Yeah, well, you're born with a special power, aren't you?
It's a superpower.
We're all just given a nose,
yeah.
But this man has the nose.
I've got to be honest, since you told us about Francois the Nose, me and Chris have been building up an image in our heads of what he's going to be like. Can't wait to meet him.
Fantastic.
We're imagining he's very French. I bet he smells fantastic. Mm. I was thinking like black polo neck, slight odour of tobacco.
Peak French.
Blue cheese, etc. and maybe larger than average nose. I'm so excited to say that with us today here at Radio 1 is Francois the Nose. Good afternoon.
Hello. How are you?
Very good, thank you. It's an honour, sir, to meet you.
Thank you very much. Are you disappointed for the size of the nose?
No, you've got a massive nose, mate. Thank you. It's lovely. It's
not,
all the better to smell you with.
To be honest, like when me and Chris know each other well, and when you walked in, we were like, I could just tell in your eyes, we were like, he is perfect.
At what point did you realise that you had a heightened nose? You know, you could smell things maybe other children couldn't smell, and...
Well, it runs in the family for fourth generation.
Really?
So they're all noses?
Yes, yes. It started in 1850 with my great-grandfather.
Wow. Because you can smell things other people can't. Yeah. Can you, like, sniff out earthquakes and things like that? I mean, how extreme does this get?
I'm sorry, but I disagree with what you said. Everybody can smell very, very well, but nobody, well, very little people, few people, trust the sense of smell.
I mean, maybe you could sniff out illness in people or
I can. I remember when my son was young, I could smell when he was, before he was sick. I knew that he was going to be sick.
That's mad. This is.
Well, that's normal in a way, because that's your body is starting to do antibodies to fight the disease. There is a smell which is different. Wow.
This is insane.
When
amazing.
You used to play hide and seek as a child, could you sniff people out?
If they had a fragrance, yes, but not from their own body odor. Mm.
So you can break down smells, can't you? So you can smell something and then say, oh, and then almost the ingredients of a smell. Mm.
I can try, yes. I'm not always absolutely accurate, but I can decompose what I smell in different parts.
And this is so important for us because we're designing a perfume or an aftershave, whatever it is that we're making. To be able to break down the smells is a very important thing.
100%.
Francois, the nose. Can we...
I didn't bring my beret today.
Can we get you to sniff a couple of things here?
Of course.
And maybe you can just break down what the smell is.
I'll try.
Okay, here we go.
I am Francois, the nose.
Incredible.
This is the best.
This is as I imagined, but better. Okay, so what are we going to sniff out here, Chris?
Well, we've got a couple of things in front of us here. We thought we could maybe get you blindfolded as well.
Okay.
Will that help with the nose, or will it hinder the nose?
No, it doesn't matter. I'm used to...
Well, wear them anyway, because we bought them specially. So it's a little pink... Velcro fastening.
Okay.
There we are. Okay, Francois, if you could leave the blindfold on for the entirety of this song. Actually, we've kind of got you to put it on too early, but I'm going to play a song anyway. You just sit there and relax, and then we're going to get you to sniff some stuff out.
Scott Mills.
This is Radio 1, and I'm here with... Who are you?
Francois. The nose.
That's right. I wish you could see what we can see. At the moment, Francois the Nose is sat opposite us and he's wearing a silky pink blindfold.
All right then, Francois the Nose. To kick things off, we thought you could try and describe to us the smell of our favourite scent that we've been talking about, the old tennis balls here.
Pop them open. Go on.
I'm going to pop it so you get the fresh smell, OK?
Next to his nose, please.
Yeah, because it's rimple. Oh! Francois, snap my balls.
Oh, yeah, that's typical of the tennis ball. Yeah. Mm. You can smell the plastic, the glue with it. And it really, right away when you smell this, you have the image of a tennis ball in your head. Yeah.
So it smells of tennis balls.
Right.
And the glue. I get that, though.
Plastic.
Yeah, the plastic. And because it's totally, it's a synthetic smell completely. I can't tell you the brand, though.
Oh, no. Now, Francois, a question. Can you smell fear?
Fear, I'm not sure, but you can smell when people are afraid. They probably sweat more.
Okay,
and
that'll do for me.
Sweat more.
Right, so we've got some brand new interns starting today here at Radio 1. It's their first day. They're really nervous. So if you can smell fear on them, we're going to bring one in now.
We should point out this is day one of them being interns.
Like, literally, so the first day.
Kind of extra scared. You know how it is when you've got a new job. Scared. Bring in the intern.
Hello. What's your name?
Layla.
Layla, hi. If you come next to Chris here.
So,
right,
okay. Layla, welcome. Firstly, welcome along to Radio 1.
Thank you very much.
First day of being an intern, yeah?
Yeah, it's terrifying.
Fine.
Let's all just imagine for a minute, right? Layla's just turned up at Radio 1 for the first day. And already she's doing something weird. Mm. Yeah. This is weird.
Yeah, this is pretty weird.
Right,
yeah.
Okay. And this so, is like, yeah. You're like, what, like 2 hours in?
Yeah.
So, anyway.
So this is Francois the Nose.
His name is Francois the Nose.
Do you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah.
I am Francois the Nose.
Yeah, he's right. The Nose. And Layla, what Francois can do now is sniff you.
Right.
Just to see if he can smell anything. She's well, holding her arm out, Francois.
I smell a perfume.
Yes.
I've covered it up quite well.
Like yeah. I have a or a body lotion or something like this. Mm-hmm. That smell. I don't smell any other...
Very little noise when he sniffs.
I know. I was expecting
well.
A full-on Hoover. We don't get anything. It just, you know, like when you see it on TV when they're like kind of like putting yeah. the nose around a wine glass. It's like that. It's
yeah. Like, he's like a silent Hoover, yeah. almost, isn't he?
But it's kind of like a little twitch of the nose rather than a.
Yeah. You certainly not have to do this. You have to breathe normally when you smell something.
Is that right?
Yeah, and because you will smell the smell from far away and then bring it to your nose. Wow. So don't inhale too strongly.
Oh, right, so we've been doing it wrong. All right, thanks, Layla. He can't smell fear.
Yeah.
Oh, that's actually really good. Thank
yeah.
you.
It's
good first job, Layla.
It's good to know, right?
Because, yeah, it's really good to know.
Right, because right, exactly, because like, even if you feel terrified, no one can tell. If Francois can't tell, no one can. Francois, you can remove the mask now if you would like.
Oh, thank you.
All right, Francois, thank you very much for that. We'll come back in a minute with more on our fragrance.
Scott Mills.
David from Motherwell says people in his work claim that they can smell the rain before it comes. Can Mr. Nose confirm if he can smell the rain? Of course he can. He's Francois the Nose. That was LMA and Trip. Kanye West coming up. So I'm here with Helen, who reached out to us last week.
Hello again.
And said that she might be able to help us with our fragrance that we'd like to launch.
Mm. Absolutely. This is exactly what we do, designing something individual, bespoke and unique just for you.
Okay, so what have you been trying out in the last week for us?
So we've got quite a few different ones to try.
Yeah. Is this what's going on? Okay. Are we trying some
so
today
I'm just going to open
them. You've had them made up already?
I have.
Oh
I
my
have.
God, this is like your dream day, Scott.
This is so good.
So I'm just opening the bottle of the first one, our blend number one. I'm just going to dip the blotters into the perfume, if you hold on. Just
What I love about this was a little idea that we had that has suddenly got to such a technical stage now.
This is it. Well, it's all work in progress. It takes a long, long time to get this perfect fragrance.
But the idea being that one of the people listening to this, maybe right now, is going to get the only
eventually,
bottle of this.
Yeah, the only bottle.
This is our blend number two. So quite different, this one. It has a lot of spicy notes in.
Oh, I got it.
And don't try to put it in your nose. Okay?
Oh, I have just literally just put it up my nose. I did put it up my nose.
Scott, you did ask for something classy, so that is...
to be honest, this smells
classy.
Yeah, this smells like rich.
You said classy, you said youthful.
Yeah, this smells...
You?
Yeah, this is good.
Yeah, really good.
Sorry, I put it in my nose again, Francois, sorry.
This is gorgeous, our next one. It's our blend number three. It's got the ozonic in again.
Great.
That you liked.
It does have a hint of Spanish supermarkets about it.
You did touch on that, didn't you?
Yeah. You know that you're getting chorizo, are you?
Well, no, it's just that smell you get, and it's not any particular food. It's just the smell you get in a Spanish supermarket, and it's definitely in there somewhere on the top notes.
taking you all the way to a Spanish supermarket. I love it.
If I shut my eyes now, I could be like in Mercadona in that's a Spanish supermarket. In Malaga.
That's very interesting in a way, because you describe what the Spanish people like as fragrances, and it is an accord which we have in this blend.
Oh, really?
So you're absolutely right.
Oh, see? I've got the nose.
It's a tricky one, this, Scott, isn't it? Because it'd be lovely for everyone listening right now to be able to actually smell these.
If we could do a sort of scratch and sniff.
Yeah. You know, with everyone involved, that would be amazing, wouldn't it?
I'll tell you what, though, I think we're on the right lines with these. These are beautiful.
These are great. And thank you so much for starting to put this together. Because the thing is, we have a lot of ideas on this show that we never really follow through on.
Mm.
And it feels like we are.
Yeah, and also, I think maybe the final decisions should be Francois, because Heighton knows.
And he is the nose, right?
So next step, Chris, we need to work with these guys and decide exactly the smell we want. But we're off to a good start here, I think.
Do you know what? Number two, I'm picking up a little bit of... like a JD and Coke.
That's fine.
Yes. You said Coke, you mean Coca-Cola?
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely, because in the spice we use some cinnamon and we have also some Some citrus note on top of it. Citrus, we use a little bit of lemon, could be lime. And Coca-Cola, what is it? It's lemon or lime and cinnamon.
I actually never knew what it was.
There we are. See?
So you see, your nose is extremely good.
You need to just trust your nose.
Trust your nose.
You see, you got it bang on there, Francois just said.
Yeah.
Guys, thank you so much for today, and let's continue to work together to find our perfect fragrance.
Pleasure.
Thanks so much.
Thanks
Francois
us.
The Nose.
It's a pleasure.
Who are you again?
Francois the Nose.
Yeah.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, Scott. It's Lexi.
Hello, Lexi. How can I help?
Well, I just wanted to let you and Chris know that Chris's favourite TD theme tune is back on the TV.
What's that then?
Round the Twist was playing on Saturday night TV.
Yeah, I got a few messages about this, Scott, on Twitter. People saying that they'd spotted it on TV.
Was it in the ad break for X Factor?
Yeah, and also later on the very cool Jonathan Ross show. If you're not out on the Saturday night, you can watch that.
Here it is.
So they're using it on the Sainos ad?
Yeah.
This is the one I'm convinced Haim would do a proper job of.
Haim would be great at this, yeah. So, do you reckon they heard our show last week and were like, right, let's turn that around real quick?
Yeah, I think they're just trying to get in with the cool crowd.
Yeah, they heard it on this show, thought, brilliant, we'll go with it.
Yeah.
Scott Mills.
Chris, be honest with me. Were you a little disappointed in what Francois was describing? Do you feel that you couldn't have done that yourself?
Yeah, I didn't think his actual descriptions were that descriptive. I was expecting more from him, but personality-wise, bang on. That was exactly what I wanted in Francois the Nose.
Exactly what I wanted too. Right, we're back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. Subscribe, rate us. We might read out some of the comments soon on air, so be nice. And most importantly,
hug
tell your
friends.